to the China balloon situation. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The U.S. military shooting down the Chinese spy balloon that had been floating across the U.S. President Biden saying he had ordered it to be shot down on Wednesday, but Pentagon officials recommending to wait until it was safe. Fox's Chad Pergram has initial congressional reaction.
I spoke with Lindsey Graham, the Republican senator from South Carolina. He says, quote, "It sounds like it was a good decision to me to shoot down the balloon. We shot it down. I'm open-minded to hear our explanation here." He called this a, quote, "provocative act by the Chinese." He says his biggest question, though, is what's in it? But here's something that Graham talks about that's very important. He said if they shot this down, meaning the U.S. military, in a way that you can't recover it and get the information, that is negligent.
The balloon was shot down off the coast of South Carolina. Beijing claims the balloon was a weather research aircraft that veered off course. China is now threatening to take further action. The Democratic National Committee giving approval to a major change in its presidential primary schedule. Fox's Kevin Uretsky has the details.
By an overwhelming margin, Democrats voted to remove the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary from the beginning of the primary order, replacing them with the South Carolina primary February the 3rd next year, followed by the New Hampshire and Nevada primaries 3 days later. The move made to empower minority voters, with DNC Chairman Jamie Harrison saying the move, quote, elevates diverse communities at the core of the Democratic Party.
The winning numbers for Saturday's Powerball have been drawn. The jackpot is worth $700 million with a cash value of $375.5 million. The numbers were 2, 8, 15, 19, 58, Powerball 10, Power Play 2X. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Several key Democrats had their committee assignments removed this past week. Fox's Ryan Schmelz reports.
New House Speaker Kevin McCarthy quickly got to work removing California Democrats Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell from the House Intelligence Committee. McCarthy says alleged lying from Schiff and Swalwell's relationship with a suspected Chinese spy were reasons for removal. The House this week also voted along party lines to remove Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar from the Foreign Affairs Committee over past comments made about issues like Israel and 9/11. Critics of the move have called it an act of political vengeance. The three will still be able to serve on other committees.
Additional information has been released regarding last November's murders of four University of Idaho students. Fox's Anita Vogel has the details.
We already knew that one of the students, Zanna Kernodal, fought back the killer. But now News Nation is reporting that she actually repeatedly grabbed the knife from the suspect and reportedly suffered deep cuts to her fingers, which they report were practically severed. Now, that outlet's sources go on to say Kernodal's boyfriend, Ethan Chapin, was killed in the doorway of her bedroom, which directly contradicts what officials have said from the very beginning, that all four students were stabbed to death while sleeping in their beds.
A border town Seoul hospital is under severe strain due to migrants.
The Yuma, Arizona Regional Medical Center says people who live in that city are suffering because care is being delayed at the hospital. The hospital, critical to the community, The next closest one is 60 miles away. But so many migrants, including pregnant women, are going to the hospital that other patients have to wait their turn. Meanwhile, the migrants can't pay, and that's costing the hospital $20 million, something its president calls unsustainable.
That's Fox's Gary Baumgarten. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.